I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You might say they're full of bull. George Moan, Cowboy Dave, the Morning Bull.
Needing the wisdom of the herd, this is Mama Drama on the Morning Bull.
You know you wanna check out Mama Drama.
Mama Drama happens. We get your calls, texts, emails, Facebook messages asking us for advice. And while we love reading all your messages, we stink at giving advice.
We kind of do, yeah.
We need your help. We call it wisdom of the heart. And today it is for Keegan. Now, Keegan sent me an email message. He said, my wife and I are expecting our first child later on this month. We have daycare lined up, and that is expensive.
Yep.
In a random turn of events, my mom lost her job and has offered to help us out. First thing I'm thinking is, cha-ching, I'm saving money. And the flexibility is ideal. Plus, the lack of germs we're exposing our newborn to is great. All this is awesome, but that's where the drama comes in. We're at lunch with my mom over the weekend, and she brought up payment.
Woo!
She asked how much we were planning on paying for our original daycare plan. She said she would use that number to determine how much she would charge us. Isn't this what grandmas are for, Keegan?
Wow, what a horrible grandma.
So are we going to continue this charade of Keegan? Or are we going to come clean on this?
I mean, I guess we can come clean on it.
What?
It's starting to hit a few bells.
What's wrong?
My wife and I are expecting a child. My mom recently lost her job.
No!
Kyle King.
Kyle, I didn't see you as a cheap man.
Well, hey, look. I have expenses, okay?
Oh, my God.
So you think your mom should watch the kid for free?
Yes. Thank you, Dave. I mean, like, kind of, that's what grandmas are for. Like, she's been looking forward to this her whole life. She finally has an opportunity to, like, wouldn't the bonding with her grandbaby be enough?
Yes.
Yes.
How is she supposed to pay her bills?
No.
That's what grandpa has a job for.
No.
How much? So you were planning originally to pay a daycare to take less care, not pay as much attention, and now your mom's going to do that, but you don't want to pay her. All right, 713-881-5500. I just want to make sure we got that right there, Keegan. You don't have to use an assumed name,
anonymous,
by the way.
Anonymous emails, yeah, Kyle. Exactly. Really?
My mom watched both of our kids for like this, and we did do daycare sometimes, but she never charged us. I'm not saying she didn't want to, but she never charged us a dime.
Well, I just don't think that's what grandmas are, quote unquote, supposed to do.
Yes, they are.
Let's go to the phone. 713-881-5500. Chaz, what do you think about this?
Dude, I'm with Keegan, dude. My mother watches my kids. I mean, I don't pay her anything, dude. I mean, okay, so like, for instance, I got to be at the gym at 5 a.m. I take my kids in their PJs to my mother's. She loves taking care. She takes them to school for me. She does all that. She picks them up after school. I mean, that's what grandmas are supposed to do, right?
Why?
She loves being around the kids. I mean, that's her bonding.
This is a
she
job, though. Even though it's her grandkids, you've given her a job, and you're not paying her.
I'm telling you, man.
Wait a minute. You go to the gym at 5 a.m., drop off your kids. Yeah. She takes them to school. She picks them up from school because I'm assuming you have a job.
I do, but not only that, though. I mean, I'm in a softball league, touchdown watching the games, and I can't afford to miss anything. So she watches him during that period.
You know what? It's in the Bible. I mean, grandmas are supposed to do
heaven
this.
Heaven forbid you make any sacrifices for your children as a father.
I am making sacrifices. I mean, that's why she's like, hey, if you and the boys want to go to Mexico, I'll watch the kids.
What?
I mean, she's awesome, man. I mean, I don't pay her a dime. She loves it.
This literally happened to me, too. Christy and I.
Exactly.
Derek, what do you think about this?
I think they should take the baby to the daycare. The grandma's going to charge. I say every chance I get to keep my grandson, I keep him. And I don't charge.
By God.
But you know, every day, 5 days a week, 9 to 5, you keep him, Derek?
No, I don't. But every... But every chance I get,
now, wait a minute,
I
wait a minute. No, 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 no. You said no, you don't keep them every day. That's what Kyle's asking to do. Yeah, keeping them on the weekend or seeing them a day or two, that's different.
No, but if I had him every day of the week, 9 to 5, I would sure keep him for free.
How are you rich? Like, how do you pay your bills?
Oh, I work.
Okay, you have a job. My
wife, if I got the chance, and my wife got the chance to keep the baby all day, every day. And we did there for a while, mm-hmm. helping our kids out. We didn't complain about it at all. We loved him. We loved having him around.
I think what he's trying to say is, how can you put a price on love? That's what he's trying to say.
I do every day. It's called get a job.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, Emily, what do you think about this mama drama?
Good morning. So, Kyle, I think what you should do is tell your mama that the other grandma will babysit for free, not to worry about it anymore, and then see if she changes her tune.
That is incredible. Holy cow.
That's bad.
I love the way you think, because you know what? You know exactly what will happen. Then all of a sudden it'll become, dude, you'll get free everything.
You know what? You are an evil genius. Melissa was saying that you're manipulating your child. So let's go back to the manipulating your mother with your child kind of thing. What is it again, Melissa?
Okay, well, basically you're saying if you love, you know, your grandbaby, then you'll do this. And you're emotionally pimping your child out. And you're using them as a bargaining chip.
So that is true.
So all he's doing is exactly what moms do to us. They right. emotionally manipulate us. If you love me, you'll do it.
Come on now. I'm just saying.
Andrew, help us out. What do you think?
All right, man. So I think what he should do is play passive-aggressive hardball.
What at the same
time,
is this?
Listen. At the same time, pull on her what she's pulled on him his entire life and pull on them heartstrings and go guilt with it.
Thank you.
So what I'm thinking... What I'm thinking is he needs to be like, you know, we found this nanny that is going to be able to work on our schedule. They're going to be able to come around. You know, it's going to be perfect. You know, the payments are going to be good for us.
And so we get to call her nanny. Yeah, we get to call her grandma nanny.
You know what, like, Andrew? You know, I want to know, who hurt you?
Hey, you sound like a bad person.
He's just smart. He's a smart man.
You're tricking your mom. Come on.
Mo, you're kind of like my moral compass.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. Rosemary, you have more questions than you do answers. Tell us what's going on, darling.
I do have a question. My question is, number one, would the grandma have to go look for a job? Does she need an income stream? Okay.
She is starting her own business. I will say that.
Is it a daycare business?
It's about to be. Romeo's on the phone. Hey, bud, what is your advice?
My advice is pay her. You got to pay her because me coming from a family, I got kids and I tell my wife all the time, family's always going to be in your corner, but you can't take advantage of the situation.
There we go. That's a great last word. Finally, yeah. Somebody with some morals out there.
What about never mixing family and money? Isn't that rule number one?
Okay, wait a minute. That is rule number one.
Yeah, but you want to show your family that, you know, you're appreciative. You know, it's okay to give her $100 here every two weeks or something.
Romeo,
even
I'm
if
with
you take her out to eat, you know?
Romeo.
You got to show your thankfulness, you know?
Romeo, I appreciate that. You know what? Like, between you and some of the other callers here, I think I'm going to call my mom when I get out of here, and we're going to work something out. I think it's only right, since she's going to be taking care of my daughter, her grandchild. I think it's only right. So thank you.
I'm glad I appreciate my advice helps you.
No.
I think your advice is terrible.
And you know what? I have 9 brothers and sisters. I'm calling all of them and tell them they need to appreciate me more. Send me some money.
Appreciate this.
Yes.
Remember, y'all, the bigger the hair, the closer to God. Come on. Here's to y'all Texas ladies, keeping our state beautiful since 1836. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
The haunted wine rack was something we started talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't a wine rack supposed to be full of spirits?
Wow, Dad.
That's a good joke, actually. I'm writing that one down. So I bought this at Goodwill over the weekend for $3.85. And my wife and I became convinced that it's haunted because of something happened with what looked like a otherworldly spirit lady at Goodwill.
At Goodwill.
Who blamed us for stuff falling on her.
The gray lady.
And we got it home. We put our wine in it on top of the fridge. And 2 bottles of wine jumped to their death off our fridge. Man,
quite the mess.
It was horrible. We posted the pictures yesterday. So we thought we did a poll and they said we should exercise it. So I brought it into the studio. And then what happened?
My computer went white, like it will no longer work. It can't be restarted. It just doesn't work. I threw out my back this morning.
See?
The computers where we play the music are not working, so which is just an adventure.
I'm not getting close to this thing.
I'm telling
There's
you.
No way.
Everybody thought I was kidding about it, but I really think the thing is cursed. So that's why we're doing the exorcism. And again, up on Facebook Live, if you're not driving, you can join us on Facebook Live. And Kyle King, our social media manager, is an ordained minister.
Okay, you should use that lightly.
Big time. Big time. Because you know what? Every preacher that we know and we've met that's a real man of God, it's an insult to put him in that same category.
Shout out to the Universal Life Church for going ahead and certifying me.
How much was it? $35?
Church. And 5 minutes of my time.
There you go. Okay.
Isn't this the same church that protests everywhere? Isn't that where you got it?
No, that's a different one. Okay, so you have on your gold Jose Altuve jersey.
That's right. There's always a traditional, like, attire that you wear.
Yep.
So I've got my gold Jose Altuve jersey from when we won the World Series.
Okay.
Know how I wear the Houston Astros normal hat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've changed that out with my gold World Series
hat. World Series hat. Wow. Okay. Get all the good vibes here.
Have the replica ring that everybody in the city has.
Mm-hmm. The World Series ring.
Okay. So it's a bunch of fake replica stuff for a fake replica minister.
Seems perfect.
I like a fake replica cowboy almost.
Hey.
But,
there we go.
I've also got my Doctor Who scarf on. So,
wait, why are you wearing a scarf?
Because you always
do this. Well, you know, most ministers have a robe,
like a shawl that they wear.
So he has
not
his,
my minister,
his,
but go ahead.
He has Me his Doctor Who minister robe.
Okay.
So I figured out where the negative energy is coming from.
If you say me, I'm going to kill
you. Don't play this exorcism music.
I'm blaming it.
Okay, all right.
On Trevor Bauer, the Indians pitcher.
Okay.
And Alex Bregman's son, because he owns Trevor Bauer. He hates Astros fans. I think he was the former owner of this wine rack. And that's what's going on. So here's what we do. I have all the traditional Astros garb. Pitchers and catchers report in one day, ladies and gentlemen. Baseball season's upon us. We turn now to we go to Bregman 217.
Oh, you are going straight to Haiti.
I have some other music for this portion as well.
Oh, well. Oh, my God. All right, so we're swapping music here. All right, here we go.
There we go. All right.
Oh, wait, this is the baseball music.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
All right, so Kyle is exercising the wine rack.
So we read from Bregman 217, and hitters we shall be, for thee, my DH, for thee. Mm-hmm. Home runs hath descended forth from thy hands. Our bats may swiftly carry out thy commands. So we shall flow a winning streak forth unto thee, and teeming with Verlander shall it ever be. In nomine Correa et Goriel Springer Toussante, everybody
You're
with
so
me.
White.
Altuve.
Oh, heck no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Altuve.
No.
Okay.
I refuse.
There.
All right.
You're
good
to go.
He did the sign of the cross on the wine rack. Is it clean now?
It's clean.
Okay.
You're about to walk outside and get struck by lightning.
Not like this.
Struck by lightning. He's going to get hit by a freaking bus.
All right.
You feel better, George? For you.
I was going to say, can't you feel a little difference in the studio right now?
No, my back still hurts, actually.
Yeah, now my heart hurts.
So we have exercised the spirits from the wine rack.
Yes, we did.
I'm going to take it home.
You're going to retry?
I'm going to put bottles in there.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys know.
Dave and I are going to church.
I'm telling you,
you
better put Boone's Farm in there because you know you're going to lose them.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. By the way, if you want to see said wine rack, we're up on Facebook Live right now. I don't know for how much longer. We may get struck by lightning, honest to goodness.
No secrets, no fake stories. This is the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.